Lucy Braden with you on Drive. That was Don't You Give Up On Me by Lissy. It's 24 to 5. I don't know about you, but I found it a bit overwhelming trying to figure out the best career choice when I was a teenager. It's a lot of pressure. How did you go about making that big decision? Did you maybe fall into your parents' line of work? Did they guide you? Or maybe you got a lot of help at school. 0438 922 936, if you would like to let me know, because it is great to hear your stories and how you came to be who you are and where you are, where you are working. Some people just fall into it. It was a bit of an accident. 1300 222 936. We're going to talk about this in depth now because the Peter Underwood Centre has been doing some research on exactly this with students in years 10, 11 and 12 right across Tasmania. Professor Kitty Tarila is the interim director of the Peter Underwood Centre and joins me in the studio. Hello, Kitty.
Hi, Lucy.
Great to have you back for 2023. And did you have a lovely break?
Absolutely. Thanks, Lucy.
It's been a really nice time to take off. There is a bit of wet weather on the way, but yeah, it's been great for those who like to hit up the beach when it's warm. I'm also joined by Soph Smith, who went to Newnham College to talk about her experience. Hello, Soph.
Hi, how are you going?
Well, thank you. And Jack Flynn is there as well, who also went to Newnham College. Hey, Jack.
G'day, how are you?
Really well. Great to have you all on. And feel free to jump in and chat whenever you feel like something relates to your experience. But Kitty, I will start with you. Can you explain exactly what you looked at and why as part of your work with the Peter Underwood Centre?
Yeah, so this is one research project we've been doing for a few years where we're looking at the plans that year 10, 11 and 12 students in Tasmania have for after they finish school. And of course, if we want to support young people with their careers after school, then we need to know what their hopes and their plans and their intentions are. So that's why we've been doing this research. And we've done a big survey. We've done it twice now in 2020 and 2021 with over 1,000 students each time. But we've also done some focus groups to hear more directly from young people. And Soph and Jack were both part of that at Newstead College.
Lovely. Okay. And how did you find it, guys, Soph and Jack?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I found it really enjoyable talking to the people who are actually know about university pathways as well as other pathways that other young people are taking. I feel like that was very relatable and helped me kind of shape which way I want to go.
What did you hope to get out of this, Kitty? I mean, what was the point of doing this research and talking to so many students?
Yeah, well, one of the points was simply to have better understanding so that then we can feed that back to schools, but also to, you know, the university and TAFE colleges so that they know what students are looking for or where they might be missing some information perhaps. But the other reason was, and what we were really pleased to find out about, was there's sometimes it's a little bit of a story in Tasmania that Tasmanian young people don't particularly value completing year 12. Mm. And so we were just so chuffed to find that overwhelmingly in our survey, the students really highly valued completing year 12. They saw it as not just useful for university, but for helping them prepare for their life in general.
And Soph and Jack, and maybe I'll go to you, Jack. I mean, you both completed year 12. What made you decide to stay on and to do that study?
Newstead was pretty well a very big support to me on keeping on continuing through to uni, especially with the Uni Hub being there. That was a great help. That really kept me on track on doing what I wanted to complete, which was nursing. And now I've started this week at uni and it's going pretty well. And yeah, my family as well, they've also been a very strong support to me on staying on track to do uni. And obviously every now and then it's got a bit like, oh, is this what I want to do? And do I really want to keep on going through? But they kept me on track and now I'm here I am.
And so, Jack, you finished up at Newstead College last year, was it?
Yes, that's right.
And so you've just started at uni?
Yes. So orientation week, that was last week for us, for nursing students. And now this week is our first week of doing our workshops and whatnot. And yeah, I've had two classes so far. I've had the anatomy class and nursing foundations.
Oh, wow. How are you finding it so far? I mean, it's pretty different from school, really, because you just have to, you've got to be the one to push yourself to go to classes and to get your books and to make sure you're all set and prepped.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to be honest with you, it was pretty nerve-wracking to begin with. Like the first couple of days leading up to your first day of actually having a class. And I think I was like a day before, a couple of days before, where I was getting books and everything I needed, and I wasn't exactly sure what I'm really going to need for the day. So I just got a few notepads and my computer and my phone all set up, ready to go. And then after my first day, I was like, yep, this is what I need. And then, yeah, and now I've got all my gear I need and I've started and I'm pretty happy to keep on going.
Awesome. And so those two classes in, how are you feeling about your decision?
Oh, so far, loving it. I've got nothing bad to say about it, that's for sure. Obviously, the first getting into it is a little bit scary, but as soon as you get in there, you find out that everyone else is in the same boat as you and you're like, well, this isn't so bad. And a few people start saying their names to you and you say yours to them and it's just like, this isn't so bad.
Oh, that's so nice. Are you doing a nursing degree?
Yes, a bachelor.
Beautiful. So you'll feel pretty confident that you'll have work when you get out, when you finish up.
Definitely, yeah. Yes.
Soph, what about you? What have you decided to do post Newstead College last year?
Yeah, so I've decided to commence a Bachelor of Agricultural Science and it's got an embedded honours. And there's two majors and I've chosen to do mine in sustainability.
Excellent stuff. Yeah. And have you, like Jack, started at uni already?
No, I have not. I start on the 20th, I believe.
Okay, so you've got a little bit of time left to just enjoy the rest of your holidays before you go straight into it. And how long will that course take you?
4 years, because it does have the honours.
Okay, 4 years. Nice. Yeah. And we'll talk a little bit more deeply about the subjects you took and why you decided to stick into it, to stay on and do year 11 and 12, because I know not everyone does. But Kitty, Tarila, is it nice to hear stories like that of Soph and Jack who have really thrived at school and now gone on to university?
I think all of us love hearing those stories, don't we? It is just wonderful. And in this case with Soph and Jack, they've both decided to keep on going to university. But we also heard lots of stories of students who had really great plans for going to TAFE or for getting an apprenticeship. And in the past, it was quite common for students to do that after year 10, but that's much harder now. So those students also really valued the extra 2 years, year 11 and 12, get a lot more knowledge and expertise under your belt, maybe do a school-based apprenticeship, and then, even though they didn't want to go to university, actually feel better prepared for TAFE or for work.
What were the rates of the students that you interviewed who were staying on or who stayed on to do year 11 and 12 compared to those who didn't?
So I don't know the numbers of the focus groups of how many. There were certainly students in both groups. But in terms of the plans that students told us about in the survey, about half planned to go to university out of the year 10, 11 and 12 students. And most of the other ones plan to go either straight into work or to TAFE for an apprenticeship.
And was that about what you were expecting?
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. It's pretty much what we were expecting. And I think the really exciting thing was that there were very few students who said they had absolutely no idea.
I think I was one of them. Heading into year 11 and 12, I was like, I don't know what subjects I want to do. I don't know what I want to do when I leave. Can someone just tell me, please? Do you find many people said that or, you know, a lot of people had their own plans?
So a lot of people did have plans. And that doesn't mean that what you plan in year 10 is still what you want in year 12. Of course, you know, as you learn more and you find out which subjects you enjoy, you might change your mind. And I don't think students or parents should feel that you're kind of locked in. There are lots of opportunities to change tech, to find out that there's something else that interests you more and choose a different pathway.
It's 14 to 5. Lucy Braden with you on Drive. And I'm joined in the studio by Professor Kitty Tarila, Interim Director of the Peter Underwood Centre, who's talking about some of the research that she and her team have carried out with students in years 10, 11 and 12 across Tasmania to get some ideas and to do research on exactly what they want to do, if they want to carry on to college and if they want to go on to uni or what they plan to do once they finish. And I'm joined by Soph Smith and Jack Flynn, who went to Newstead College and they both finished up last year. That's right, isn't it, guys?
Yes.
Correct.
And how did you find years 11 and 12? I mean, what made you want to stay on? Was it the hope of going to university?
Yeah, well, I always was going to go to university. That was kind of what I had in my sights. So I actually moved from New South Wales when I was in about grade two to Flinders Island. So I lived there from grade two until the beginning of grade 10. And I actually moved to Launceston to undergo my year 10. So I had a bit of a understanding of big city life in Launceston. Mm. And then I went to Newstead College to complete years 11 and 12. But yeah, I always had in my mind that I was going to be going to university. And I always knew that I wanted to undergo a degree with something nature-based because I'm very passionate in the outdoors and that's kind of what I love. Mm. So I knew that, yeah, ag science was definitely something that I would want to undergo at university. Originally, I did want to do a Bachelor of Outdoor Leadership, but that meant I had to move again to the mainland because Tasmania does not have that course. But I've decided to stay and do something that's going to get me in the same field. So, yeah.
I think you've picked the right one, and you'll certainly find out come the 20th of February, not too far away now. And yes. Jack, when it comes to the TCE subjects you chose, was that tough, like making those decisions in year 10 leading into year 11 and 12?
Oh, well, definitely, for sure. Well, I wasn't the most academic student, that's for sure. And I went into, to start off my college years, I was either had the choice between going off and getting an apprenticeship doing either diesel mechanics or wanting to go on and do nursing. And I thought, well, if I'm going to go nursing, this is really my only shot I can go for. Mm. So I went through school and then obviously I did my first year, I did six lines and it was pretty full on. And but I got through it and my teachers were just incredibly supportive towards me and just kept me going. When I, like, every now and then it got a bit tough and I was like, felt like I was falling behind, but they picked me up and soon got me back on the saddle again and I was right. But got through year 11 and then with my six subjects done and that went well. And I went through into year 12 with only four this time, just thought I might have a break.
And what does that mean by lines? Is that the number of subjects you choose?
Yes, sorry. Lines is your subjects.
Yes, okay. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. Well, generally most of the students have a maximum of five or four. Oh. But, yeah, I went for six.
Oh, my goodness. Just decided to outdo them for some reason.
I thought I might give it a go.
And so, because then, for those that don't know, you're trying to get a really good ATAR score, aren't you? Well, hopefully, because then I think that is what leads you into uni and can get you the subject, the kind of bachelor or, you know, course that you want to take. Did you worry too much about that? Was there a lot of emphasis on that or how were you both feeling?
Definitely. There was, well, for me, because I wasn't very the most academic student, I was very nervous of getting into it and not scared I wasn't going to be able to make it to uni and like have your dreams crushed kind of a thing. And then year 12 came around and I was informed about a student recommendation, a school recommendation thing going. And Gemma from the Uni Hub told me all about it and got me all signed up for it. And then I found out before the year was even over that I was into uni. Oh, I was accepted.
Nice.
And then that just took all the stress off me for all my subjects. And then I didn't have to worry about studying so hard. So I just went and just aim for passes, and that's what I went through, and that's what I got.
Nice work. That's awesome. Kitty, yeah. Tarila, what are you able to shed more light on that, the student recommendation?
Yeah, so Jack's got it right. It's the school's recommendation program, and the university set that up in the middle of 2020 as a response to COVID, when a lot of Year 12 students were really anxious that with lockdowns and everything, they weren't going to do as well in exams as they had hoped. And so what the university did is it used some research that we'd done ourselves actually in the Underwood Centre, looking at, well, what does it really take to do well in first-year university? And it's not just about ATAR. And they put together a bit of a matrix of various things that actually really matter, like, you know, obviously some good literacy and numeracy, but also things like being able to manage your own time and stuff like that. And so schools, and so the university decided to continue it because it's working so well. Schools and students use that to fill in that matrix, apply for a place, and get an offer before you even sit your exam. So like Jack said, It just takes that stress out of doing your exams.
Oh, it absolutely does, because that's the last thing you want. You're already stressed heading into an exam as it is, but it must be nice knowing that you've got that there as a, you know, it's, you've already been accepted. Did you have something similar happen to you, Soph?
Yeah, I did. I also went through the school recommendations program just because I'm a bit of a stress head in regards to, you know, making sure my pathway's set in place. I went through and I got in, like Jack, I also found out before the end of the school year, which meant that I didn't have to worry about how I went in my exams, but I always like to, you know, do my best. So that meant that I kind of had an idea that I was going to get the ATAR I needed, but I just thought, if I know I'm in, then I can just go sit in those exams and do the best I can and know that I've got a place in the degree I want to do, and I can, at the end of the day, I'm going to be doing what I love at university. And yeah, so I went through the school recommendations program and got in.
And can I say one more thing? This is not about lowering standards. What the research has shown within the University of Tasmania, when we've looked at the students who came in through school's recommendation or through the traditional ATAR pathway, the students coming through the SRP do really, really well.
Is that because it proves that they've always wanted to do this? They've got that desire to get there, or how do you notice that they do really well?
I think it's partly that, but it's also around actually looking at some of the things that really matter, like, you know, that time management and those other kind of capabilities that really help you do well at university. Like when you started asking Jack about suddenly having to be quite independent.
Yes.
When you get to uni, all those kind of skills really matter.
Yeah, they are quite stressful. Like, I didn't realize when I went to uni, just, you know, I can't really rely on mum and dad as much anymore to help out. You've got to kind of take this path alone, but it really does set you up for the future. One thing that I found quite interesting as part of your research is that many people know little about how to get into uni without an ATAR. How does that work?
Yeah, so because the ATAR is so dominant, people think that that's the only way you can go to university. And even before UTAS had that school's recommendation program, there always were different kinds of pathways. So you can go through university college in Tasmania and do an associate degree and then move into a degree that way, or you can do a diploma at TAFE and move in that way. So those pathways have always existed, but people just weren't really aware of them. And it's really important to know that your whole future doesn't depend just on one number.
No. Oh, gosh, no. And it doesn't depend on going to uni or not. I mean, so many people have an incredible future no matter what they do. Jack Flynn and Soph Smith, when it comes to both of you, I know your pathways, nursing and agriculture. Soph, I'll start with you. Do you know where or what you'd like to do when you leave, when you finish uni?
Yeah, so ultimately I'd really like to get into the ag industry in a position that will set me up to be able to talk personally with farmers in how they use their resources sustainably. So that's kind of why I am doing the sustainability major that I've chosen. Mm. And I know this is a very big goal, but we always have to have those. I would really like at the end of the day to own my own business where I can educate both farmers but also everyday people about where their food comes from and how we can sustain for a long time to come, because future generations also need to be having the same outcomes as us. So, yeah.
Oh, love that, Soph. You have such a bright future ahead of you, and I think it's awesome to have big goals like that because you know exactly what you want to do. And how about you, Jack? I mean, you picked nursing off the bat. Do you know where in particular what field or area of nursing you want to work in, or do you think you might decide that down the track?
No, so my original plan for doing this was to go through nursing first, and which I'm doing the fast track course, so I'll be a little bit quicker, and then go on and do paramedics, because paramedics is my end goal.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and then once I get into that, my ultimate goal is to get up in a Westpac helicopter.
Oh, well, there you go. I think you've got it sorted. You both have such, like, a great vision for your future. I still think I was like, oh, I don't know. And I've ended up exactly where I have always dreamt of being, so that's nice. To both of you, congratulations on starting uni, about to start uni. This is amazing. You will achieve so many great things in life, and I think I'll need to have you back on Drive because it's been great to talk to you. Thanks so much, and best of luck with your first year.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Jack Flynn and Soph Smith, they're starting university this year. They wrapped up Newstead College last year, grade 12. And Professor Kitty Tarila, Interim Director of the Peter Underwood Centre, how much more research do you have to do with all of this? Or is it wrapped up now?
It's kind of wrapped up, but I'm finding this survey really fascinating. So I'm quite keen to see if maybe we could do it again this year, just to see how things might change over time.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll have to get you back in because it's been a great conversation. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Lucy.
Professor Kitty Tarila there, Interim Director of the Peter Underwood Centre. How did you end up in your job or where you are? Did you know when you were in grade 10 or 11 what you wanted to do when you left school, when you left uni maybe? 0438 922 936. Your news bulletin with Michael Dalla Fontana in just a couple of minutes.